Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Just gone 10:30 on a Thursday morning. Indeed, it is time to welcome you to Fitter, Happier. Antibiotics have been around for about 80 years, and many of us take them for granted. However, some bacteria are building resistance to these drugs. This is making antibiotics less effective as a treatment. Fortunately, health systems around the world are applying themselves to the problem. And today we're joined by Claire Italiano, an infectious disease physician at the East Metro Health Service, who's going to tell us a little bit more about efforts underway in WA to preserve the effectiveness of these precious medicines. G'day, Claire.
Good morning.
What does your role involve?
So as an infectious diseases physician in a big hospital, much of our role is seeing patients who come into hospital with infections or, you know, possibly infections, and trying to work out what's going on. And if we do find they have an infection, that is appropriate to treat with antibiotics and making sure that we use the right antibiotics for them. In a hospital this size, and really any hospital in Australia, there's lots of programs in place as well, and much of our work involves ensuring that the patients who are on antibiotics in hospital are getting the right ones, mm-hmm. aren't inappropriately getting them, and are, you know, that they're used for the right amount of time.
Are some antibiotics stronger than others?
It's the use of the term stronger does mm-hmm. get used a lot, but it's probably not the way to think about antibiotics. So antibiotics are really targeted against different things in different bacteria, and some antibiotics will work for one bacteria and there's no way they can work for others. So when we talk about antibiotics and strengths and such, we're more talking about whether an antibiotic targets a particular bacteria. Sometimes they target lots of bacteria and people think that that's a strong antibiotic, but all they're doing is targeting more bacteria. They're not stronger as such. They don't necessarily get, you know, into a person at higher levels, don't necessarily kill the bacteria quicker. And having a broad antibiotic that kills bacteria that it doesn't necessarily have to kill is what we're not, you know, is not what we're after when mm-hmm. we're trying to treat infection. It's all about targeting the right bacteria.
Got it. That's an important distinction. How do bacteria develop resistance to antibiotics?
So if we think about how antibiotics actually work, we can then think about how resistance does build up to them. So antibiotics work by either killing bacteria or stopping them reproduce. And in general, there needs to be a target for the bacteria to act against. So if we take something like penicillin, been around for forever, or, you know, as long as antibiotics have been around,
yeah,
that targets the cell wall of bacteria and stops that cell wall from forming like it should. If we think of any structure, if the wall is gone, it collapses. So when resistance develops in bacteria, it's because either they develop a mutation, that means that target for the antibiotics is no longer there and the antibiotics can't work. Or sometimes they're such crafty things, they actually share resistance and share these mutations that develop. So if bacteria get exposed to antibiotics, resistance can, that's unfortunately the way that bacteria develop resistance, they need to be exposed. Mm. And sometimes they keep that resistance to themselves and they can also sometimes share it. But it's generally about developing a mutation or a change that means that target is no longer viable for the antibiotics to work against.
I've got little cartoon characters in my mind as we discuss it.
Yeah, you sort of think of, you know, the old, actually probably your viewers might be a bit young, but old Pac-Man sort of games or, you know, Atari games where, you know, there was a target to hit, you know, an X or a Y, and if they're gone, then the antibodies can't work anymore.
We'll take that as a vintage or classic, so we're not too old at all. What's the health system doing to protect against that?
Yeah, so every hospital in Australia, you know, is a really important thing because most hospitals, 30 to 40% of patients have received antibiotics in the last 24 hours. So every hospital in Australia has to have what's called an antimicrobial stewardship program. So that's a review, a way of looking at antibiotic use. We restrict some antibiotics in our hospital so mm-hmm. that they don't get used inappropriately. And so every hospital has guidelines and restrictions in place. As part of our job as infectious diseases physicians, we go around each day and look at, even when we're not seeing the patient, we'll look at the antibiotics that 8 to 10 patients are on to make sure it's appropriate for the results that we have and that people aren't on it for too long. And then there's a lot of surveillance programs, so we're continually looking to see what sort of bacteria we have in our hospital and whether we're making the best choices in terms of treating people. And if we start to see resistance emerging, we look back at antibiotic use, look at what we're doing and try and stop that from getting worse. And there's lots of programs at both hospital level, a lot of national level programs, always constantly reviewing what our bacteria are like at the moment and whether we're doing the right thing with antibiotics.
How can I do my part to prevent antibiotic resistance?
So it's probably one of the few things in health where there's a few things that consumers can do, but in many ways you have to trust the health professionals that we're doing the right thing by you. But certainly if patients can be aware that antibiotics will only work against particular bacteria and particular targets. So commonly, if someone has a viral infection, there's not anything that we can give for that. Mm. Sometimes there's antivirals, but if people have a cough or a cold or the common cold, try not to have the expectation when you go to the GP or other doctors that there is something that we can actually give you, and don't feel the expectation that antibiotics are what is needed all the time, and trust in the fact that if we're saying, look, an antibiotic isn't going to work for this condition, mm-hmm. That we're giving you the best medical advice. The other thing that people can do is that these days we know that a lot of people are labelled with an antibiotic allergy, that it isn't actually true and current, and that can limit what antibiotics we give people. So if you have been labelled with an allergy and you don't know much about it, might have happened when you were a kid, try and find out a bit more about mm-hmm. it, because that can make a big difference in terms of what we can offer patients when we're choosing antibiotics.
And what about, Claire, making sure you finish the script as prescribed?
We're probably changing our thoughts a little bit then. Most mm-hmm. of the time that a doctor's going to give you a prescription, it's for the right amount of antibiotics. So certainly if, we say, look, take 7 days, hopefully we've chosen the right amount, and we certainly recommend, completing that. I think what is more important is that you might end up with a couple of days of antibiotics left over, or there could be some antibiotics sitting in the cabinet. Certainly don't use those if it's not under the direction of a health professional. So don't think, oh, I'm getting a bit of a fever, I'll grab those antibiotics that I had left from a month ago. Definitely don't use antibiotics outside what's recommended by a health professional.
It's important to say it and chat with your GP. Find out more at healthywa.wa.gov.au. Thanks for chatting with us, Claire.
Thank you.
That was Claire Italiano, an infectious disease physician at the East Metropolitan Health Service.